the Father towards me. Come on, think with me. What must that mean about the value we possess, the original value, the created value of God in us? If Jesus would come and die to get us back, we must have incredible importance and value to God in the kingdom of God. He must see something we've never seen. He must know something we've never known. Oh my goodness. And once you get a hold of this stuff, it'll set your soul free. It'll put joy in your heart. No human thing, natural thing, temporal thing, relational thing, natural thing can override this revelation. There's continued joy, unspeakable joy in the gospel when you really see your value to God and in God and eternal life. You get it? You won't let something this way steal what's so real and true this way. Come on. Because that's the only power Satan has, is to get you so influenced this way that you never lay a hold of the reality here. So that you can live effectively this way. See, that's what John just did in the parking lot. He's receiving the revelation of this called relationship with God through the Son. And then he's living effectively this way because of this revelation. Am I making sense? Okay. Now, if you listen on the tape, you wouldn't make sense of that. But you're here. Praise God. Okay, watch. So Jesus dies on the cross for me. And he brings me back to original value. He gets me back to the Father. I'm adopted as a son through the Spirit of grace that's released through Jesus Christ. So I'm seeing it a whole lot deeper than a Bible truth that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sin. I'm seeing that, yes, God really loves me. And he's saying there's a whole lot to me and about my life that I've failed to see and haven't yet experienced. And by sending his son, he's released.